What's goody, y'all? You guys know who it is. Ringside Rave. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and let's get into this podcast.
What up, y'all? This your boy News, representing Ringside Rave all day. Y'all know what it is with me, man. Today, or tonight, shall I say, it's episode 56, special emergency episode of the Fade Hour. We had to cast together like the Rescue Rangers or something because all
this
hell is broke
crazy,
loose, man.
B.
All hell is broke loose. I got the lemon haze with me, so you know I'm feeling real good. Go ahead, Smoke.
Yo, so what up, y'all? It's your boy Smoke. I got some whiskey on deck. I got the mimosa and cherry pie. So, but all of that can't even ground me from what just happened. So let's get to it.
Yeah, man. This your boy Maul, man. I'm normally hosting, but my phone is acting up, and I don't even want to host tonight. Like, I got my vape pen here. I'm hyped. I'm just trying to not just go in. I'm a step. Yeah, man. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, so I'll give a quick little recap since all you want to. So tonight was Andy Ruiz versus Anthony Joshua, and Anthony Joshua was originally supposed to face Jarrell Miller. Jarrell Miller failed, like, what, 3 drug tests? Something like that. And Andy Ruiz was brought in as a last-minute replacement. By last-minute, I mean, what, a month ago?
A month or so ago, yeah.
So Andy Ruiz got knocked down in the, I think it was the 3rd round.
And yes.
Between the 3rd round and the 6th round, he firmly beat the living shit out of Anthony Joshua. And not like the type of beating where you have a bunch of bruises on your face, but Anthony Joshua will probably never be the same again. So, News, being a fan of Deontay Wilder, do you have anything
to say? Before News answer that, I gotta give News his credit. He has always said, I don't take a UK fighter serious until you bring your ass across that pond and prove yourself.
You gotta come over here, man. All right. It's all good. It's all nice.
I have always said it. He has said it before we started doing the Fade Hour. Has always said this. And here we fucking are.
All right, man. Anthony Joshua comes over to the United States. He doesn't take Andy Ruiz seriously, which you can't blame him for not taking. Well, no, you can't blame him. Yeah, I cannot take Andy Ruiz serious. I'm not fighting him. I cannot take him serious. But Anthony Joshua obviously didn't take Andy Ruiz serious. He must have got caught up in the hoopla of coming to the United States for the first time, being in New York City, fighting Madison Square Garden. Dare I say, the moment was too big for Anthony Joshua. The moment of fighting in Madison Square Garden was too big for him. He's fighting in Wembley, he's fighting in the O2 Arena, all this stuff. That's cool. But you're fighting in front of your friends and family. You know, that's
the
easy
comfort.
To do. That's easy to do when you got to fight in the next man's backyard, and that's not even Andy Ruiz's backyard.
No,
but you fought on this American soil, and what happens? It's over. Deontay Wilder versus Anthony Joshua.
It's over.
It's over.
No matter, Wilder can go lose to Ortiz and then win the belt, but like, no matter, even if it is over with. What it would have been is over with.
All the talk about Anthony Joshua is this. All of that talk about Anthony Joshua is this. Anthony Joshua is that. Deontay Wilder's a bum. He haven't fought nobody. His chin is weak. Who got stopped? Who got stopped?
So yes.
You know what I mean?
There is.
He can't move his hand.
Can't move his head. Got gassed and didn't have a plan B. When he tried to box him, Ruiz, and was getting boxed, his head boxed off, had no plan B, man. He was done.
Right, so, man. would you guys say that this moment was the most embarrassing boxing moment for Superstar and quite a bit.
Yes. And this is not no hot take, because who got embarrassed like this before?
So Mikey Garcia, my favorite fighter, one of my favorite fighters, just got humiliated.
Man, Mikey Garcia has never reached the level that Anthony Joshua was at. Anthony Joshua is hyped up as a pay-per-view star. He's hyped up as Anthony Joshua was hyped up as a pay-per-view star, as an idol, as everybody wants to be him. This dude is making $30, $40 million a fight and all that. All that's over.
Yes, all and that's Mikey Garcia, we knew he was going to lose before that fight. So that's why I wasn't embarrassing. That was a surprise, because we all picked that to happen.
Man, Mikey Garcia has nothing to do with this. He's not at this level of Anthony Joshua. This is like the Warriors going to the finals and losing to the Raptors or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
this
was supposed to be. And shout out to Moot too. I see him in the chat. And shout out to Trick as well. Yeah,
that's my boy.
What up, Moot?
Yep.
So you think that this is the biggest upset in boxing, and how long?
This is the biggest since this is the biggest in the 2000s, easy.
Man, as far as the heavyweights, this is the biggest upset that I remember since maybe Vladimir Klitschko lost to Lamont Brewster.
I was going to say Klitschko Sanders.
Nah,
Klitschko Sanders?
But he wasn't at that level yet. What up?
Right.
Yo, P's in the house.
What up,
P? He lost to Brewster. He lost to Brewster after he lost to Corey Sanders. He got the belt back, and then he got knocked out by Lamont Brewster.
All things considered, all the things that was at stake on the table, and this is the biggest. All that. This is the big. That's why this is the biggest upset of the 2000s in boxing.
Bomb Squad, Deontay Wilder won without fighting. He won twice.
Yep.
He won twice. He got the viral KO of Dominic Brazil. Then he got the KO of Anthony Joshua and Eddie Hearn in Matchroom Boxing. Because with Anthony Joshua losing, that really puts a dent into all that UK hype.
Not only that, he didn't.
He lost to Andy Ruiz, bro.
And it wasn't like he lost by getting stopped notice. Late in the 10th or the 11th or the 12th round.
Short notice.
In the 7th round. In the 7th round. Not like I said, not like in the last minute of the 11th or the 12th. In the 7th fucking round, he got beat. You can say whatever about the stoppage, whatever. He was eventually going to get his ass knocked out. It was going to happen.
Would you guys say that Anthony Joshua lost on a close TKO, or that he was embarrassed and got
embarrassed?
He quit.
Yes.
Would you call it a humiliating first appearance in the United States?
Yes, because he quit.
And you're in New York. What's the pulse like there?
I'm late because I just got off the phone with my boy, my coworker who used to box. And like, he knows people that know Andy Ruiz, and he was telling me, like, since that fight was announced, listen, don't sleep on Andy. Andy can fight. And my whole response every time was just, he's fat. Like, really, like what Scott Steiner said about Samoa Joe, he's fat. Like, I've been saying that the whole time. Like, I didn't give him any chance, but I'm like, God damn it, this fat boy did it. He's in terrible shape. Isn't it funny that now, Both two Latin heavyweight champions in history have been Ruiz. Fucking John Ruiz and Andy Ruiz. What the fuck?
Shout out to Andy Ruiz for going ahead and making history by getting rid of Anthony Joshua.
You know what's ironic? Pat is not here. Pat, the only one who tried to gas the fight.
What can Pat do?
Exactly.
Come here and get this slaughter? He can't
That's
do nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
You know why? You know why Pat ain't gonna show up tonight? Because Pat been running his mouth, calling Deontay Wilder, Randall Bailey, the heavyweight Randall Bailey. But guess what? You stand the European Seth Mitchell.
Oh, I like
flat
that.
Out. flat out.
So,
like, who's he beat? Carlos Takam? No, man, I'm not pausing. I'm not doing none of that. We about to talk about his resume. We ain't having no type of calm debate about nothing. This is Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder. This dude beat nobody. He beat Vladimir Klitschko damn near 2 years off the couch, and he barely beat him. Then he beat who?
I'm not going to call him. I'm not going to call him European Seth Mitchell.
Hey, I'm going to call him what I want to call him. He ain't beat nobody.
I'm just going to call him Frank Bruno.
I'm going to call him Andy Ruiz's leftovers. That's what I'm going to call him.
Straight up.
Like, what's anybody going to say? What's he done?
Yo,
who's he
so,
beat?
Do you think, what's it called? That Anthony Joshua, he has an immediate rematch clause, I believe.
Eddie Hearn in an interview was saying November 7th.
Yeah, well, what did you guys think about the way that Eddie Hearn was handling himself during that interview?
I thought that was a bit disrespectful, man, to Ruiz. I didn't like that, man. Like,
Joshua, after getting knocked the fuck out and being clearly concussed, coming and grabbing the microphone from Ruiz was mad disrespectful.
I mean, it don't even matter anymore. You can't disrespect me after I already whooped your ass and knocked you out.
Exactly.
You can't disrespect me at that point.
He's trying to be the miss. I'm lost. I'm trying to be as gracious as I can in defeat. Nah, brother. That ain't going to work.
Yeah, get back over to the UK. Get yourself together. Learn how to move your head. Then come back over to the United States and then tell us how you are. Because over here, where I see Deontay Wilder fight people like Andy Ruiz, he's 41-0. When I see you come over here for the first time, you're 0-1, knocked out by Andy Ruiz on short notice. The great Anthony Joshua, the Olympic gold medalist, who has his great resume in 3 of the 4 belts. How many belts you got now?
Zero.
None.
You weren't prepared for Andy Ruiz? All these fighters you fought, your whole resume, and you couldn't beat Andy Ruiz?
You couldn't
There's
hurt
no
him.
Excuse.
You couldn't hurt him outside of that knock.
They in the chat calling him Kwame Brown.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, you know what? The closest thing to this is when Amir Imam lost to Granados. I still don't even see it that, man. Joshua was hyped to the moon.
Hell no. What you was about to say, P?
No, I'm just laughing. It's funny to me.
Man. You guys think that something was off with Joshua in this fight?
No,
because,
just got beat.
Well, no, I mean, from the moment of the first knockdown, he looked like he was in a completely different place than where he actually was.
I would be too, because think about how that knockdown occurred. You know what I'm saying? He just scored a knockdown. And then, you know, after that knockdown, Ruiz seemed to just say fuck it by that point and scored a knockdown. He looked like that shit just completely zapped his soul, though. Like, nobody saw it, but he just got out.
He stood there.
Exactly. That's what probably was most impressive. Yep.
Yeah, he stood there. The whole thing that these Anthony Joshua fans used to say was Joshua was going to do. He can't take punches from Andy Ruiz. He couldn't take a punch from Dillon White. He couldn't take the punches from Vladimir Klitschko. He
Joshua,
was rocked against Povetkin, I believe.
Parker had to hit him a few times too.
Parker,
yeah.
How are you going to take a Deontay Wilder right here?
Yeah.
Get this dude out of here, man. This dude out of here.
Joshua is. Even if he wins the rematch, which I don't think so, he's sent to the strong rebuilding phase.
Yeah, I mean, he can be rebuilt, but...
But rebuild him against who?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he has to fight, even the rematch against Ruiz now, after seeing this, looks pretty bleak. And then if you think, okay, after he got whooped like this, like, if he fought a Dillian White, you know?
Yeah, he's going to have to be the guy that, he's got to be the hoe in negotiations. He got to get hoed out and go fight these people.
Exposed.
Yeah, I'm saying to rebuild himself.
How about this?
He's going to have to
maybe
go get
it. He should have took that $50 million offer from Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
Remember all that talk? Deontay Wilder should have took this. Deontay Wilder should have took that. Who should have took the deal? Who should have took the deal? Who blew it?
I mean, shit. I mean,
Wilder fought Fury and Ortiz, and he didn't blow the fight. You couldn't make it through Andy Ruiz.
Yeah, but you know what? Andy Ruiz, he's set. He's set forever. He fucking said he give. I wouldn't give him a immediate rematch. I'd take that shit to legal. I don't know what I'd do. I have to get. You got to pay me $20 million to get back in the damn ring.
Ain't no immediate rematch. You know why? Because Kubrat Pulev was the mandatory for the IBF. So Andy Ruiz can just fight him. You can't tell me I got to fight you and then get stripped of a belt.
Exactly.
What up, Tyson Fury?
Yep. You're right. Like,
so. It hasn't been a good year for Pat, Team Pat Scorpio. You know, with GGG taking the beat from Canelo. And then Anthony Joshua getting KO'd. And then, you know, Pat, he's probably somewhere drowning in the Henny White or the Merlot.
The Merlot, you know that, man.
You know, but at the end of the day, man, this is why you don't blindly stand a UK fighter. It just is what it is. I don't care what any UK fans say. Until you come over to the United States and start winning, I can't take you serious. Because every time you come over here, something like this happens. Look what just happened with Anthony Joshua. Y'all told us for 2 years how he was the greatest thing in heavyweight boxing. Y'all tried to force him on us from the oversight. I'm sorry, the other side of the pond. Y'all tried to force Anthony Joshua on us. Y'all tried to force me to believe he was better than Deontay Wilder.
I mean, I don't even know if Anthony Joshua versus Charles Martin in the United States turns out the same.
Man, you know what? I can't even revise history. I'm going to be one to tell you. No. I'm not.
Joshua has that UK when he has his power when he's at home.
No, what I'm saying is I can't even revise history. I was one that felt that I would have picked Joshua over Wilder. You know what I'm saying? I picked Joshua over Wilder if they were to fight for reasons like that. I felt that Joshua was the better boxer, but I did always, but the caveat was what it always is with Wilder. If, you know what I'm saying? If he catch you, it's over with. And that was, y'all always said it. Joshua don't move his head and he paid for it.
He paid for it.
He's mechanical. He's mechanical. His quickness is, he's like Dwight Howard. You know what I'm saying? Like, they both are mechanical. That's exactly who he is, the boxing Dwight Howard.
Right, the boxing Dwight Howard. The big shoulders and everything, all muscular. Yep. But at the end of the day, you got to have finesse. I don't see how, I think that last knockout, and I was rewatching it on a Free Smoke Boxing feed. That last knockout, he caught him with the right hand. And I'm thinking, if Andy Ruiz can crack you with that right hand right there, come on, man. You don't stand a chance against Deontay Wilder.
He hit him. Andy Ruiz countered him at will. And he was backing AJ up from like the second round on.
And you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, well, Andy Ruiz has skills that Deontay Wilder doesn't have. Deontay Wilder knocked out his skilled opponent. He knocked out Luis Ortiz.
Luis Ortiz. I mean, exactly.
All the shit that Deontay Wilder got the past week for rematching Ortiz, I always said that Ortiz would give Joshua a hell of a time. Now I think that's it. It confirmed that Ortiz would fuck Joshua up.
And Ortiz is unfortunately, well, not a loser in this situation because he can still beat Wilder and then go fight whatever. But this could have been him tonight. I'm just saying that this could have been him tonight.
Yo, shout out to Moog for going to Pat's neck in the comments.
I just see
he
that.
Is?
Moog silly. y'all got to check the comments, man. Our fans, shout out Pot Roast again. Shout out Mook. That's Angel Perez, y'all.
Yep.
He funny. Follow him on Twitter too.
Yeah.
And shout out the Trick as well, and everybody else that's tuned in, man. At the end of the day, we just excited because we was hyped about we weren't hyped about this fight because we thought it was going to be like a one-sided Anthony Joshua
domination
showcase. Turns out it was a showcase fight for Andy Ruiz. it was a showcase for him, unfortunately. Yo. So what really happened was Andy Ruiz showed us that on short notice Anthony Joshua can't beat him, basically,
straight up. And he came in and he had, like, he had clearly been punched in the face during sparring because he had little mouses underneath his eyes. And I don't know, AJ just looked off the entire time. Did you guys get that same impression?
Yo. Hey, what is that? You got to put your phone on mute. It's too loud.
That's me. A block party in the back. Sorry. Give me a second. I'm on the balcony.
Oh, man.
Yo, so with the way that AJ was acting after he got it, you know, he lost, and in between the rounds, do you guys think that he got a concussion or a few?
A concussion?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Well, did you see his eyes?
He just looked like he got his ass beat to me. He had the ass beat eyes.
Yeah.
He looked like he was stuck on stupid.
He should be.
Everybody was. We all had that face.
Yeah, I mean, but we had just smoked and drank. He had just gotten to a physical fight.
Yante Wilder talked that shit on your Twitter, brother. Talk that shit. Hey,
Deontay Wilder won, man. One face, one name, one champ. Deontay Wilder, now when he goes to fight Andy Ruiz and he beats Andy Ruiz, I don't want to hear anybody saying anything. I don't want to hear any. I would like to see Deontay Wilder next ranked number one by Ring Magazine, please. I would like to see Deontay Wilder on the pound for pound list, please. And I would like to see the proper respect given to Deontay Wilder. Again, 41-0, 40 knockouts, bronze medalist, undefeated, highest KO ratio, not only in heavyweight history, but in boxing history. Yeah. I mean, what is it to say?
He got to go ahead and prove this. I give him his props. He still got some business to take care of in that Fury rematch if he gets the undefeated. That's his only thing. He can do that.
Well,
you know, because it wasn't too long ago we all felt that he, you know, was thoroughly out. But hey, he left that arena with an O still. But
yo, whether it's between, I mean, PBC is going to make Ruiz Wilder happen.
Someone or whoever. Yeah, I mean, hell, you know what? We never even asked this. You know, where does Andy Ruiz go next? Who does he fight next?
He's going to have to fight that IBF mandatory.
Which That's
is? Pulev. He has the IBF belt, the WBA, and the WBO.
Yep.
So,
yep.
He's going to have to fight Pulev, or he might have to fight Usyk.
Oh,
yeah, I'm jumping right. If I'm Usyk, I'm trying to get pushed right to the front of the line if I'm him.
Right. And you know the WO does that.
I'm going.
When you move up from another division, you can be a mandatory.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
WBC, WBA, and the WBO do that, I believe. IBF is the only one. Well, not the only one, but IBF comes with its own special type of fucker.
Man, you know what's crazy? Is that
Anthony Joshua lost to Andy Ruiz like an hour
Andy ago. Ruiz dropped him four times, man.
Four times.
That fight was sold out.
None of them were cheap knockdowns. They were all ones where...
And he was knocked down. Piss out.
Yo, it was like, Mal called me, like, right after it happened.
Yes.
We talked about it for a couple minutes. I was... like, mad confused of what had just happened. But I didn't score any rounds for Anthony Joshua.
No,
like,
me neither.
Maybe the second, maybe. But did you guys see that Joshua, at any point during the fight, with the exception of when he shot that knockdown, that he did well? Because I don't think so.
He don't like to get hit. That's what I'm noticing with Joshua. He don't like to get hit. And I'm not saying you're supposed to, but...
He ain't even fight through it, man.
Right.
He fight through it.
He got that at least Amir Khan getting slumped. But I mean, I was, you know, like, Jesus, I don't... Hey, man. Quit. He quit.
Yeah, so did you guys think that the referee stopping it was controversial in any way, shape, form?
Nope.
Or fashion?
Nah.
No.
He got his ass whipped.
He saved him from himself. He saved him from himself.
So I haven't, DAZN's a little bit different. I haven't really rewound it a bunch of times, all that stuff. But it seems like the ref gave Joshua plenty of time, way more than 10 seconds to get his shit together. Then he was like, "Hey, come here, you know, show me that you want to box." And Joshua just kind of stood there like he was confused.
But he did say yeah. He said yeah. Joshua did say yeah. He was deemed not, you know, it was good. It was a good stoppage because he was saving him from himself because he was going to get knocked out.
And yeah, this dude's whole career so far is beating Vladimir Klitschko 2 years off the couch, man.
I mean, all that's gone.
Gone.
Yeah. Like, he's like, after I got to go do it again. I mean, yeah, you can beat up. You can beat those level fighters, those D and C heavyweights. But, I can't even say that because Andy Ruiz is a C heavyweight to me. I didn't think he was a Luis Ortiz. I don't think he's a Tyson Fury. I don't think he's a Usyk. I don't think he's a Deontay Wilder.
Who you talking about, Andy Ruiz?
Andy Ruiz.
Right. I don't, like it's, but, no.
But at the end of the day, with Joshua hiding that chin that he has, ooh, and it being proven that it can be cracked, it's over. Because at this point of the game, with no head movement and the suspect chin, that's it. People are going to head hunt you.
And plus, then you get shook whenever you get hit. Like, yo.
You big and muscular for no reason.
Pause. Nope. Actually, nope. Negative pause there. you spend all that time lifting weights and all that stuff, and you can't take a punch. Like, you don't know how to have proper boxing balance to deal with getting hit in the face. And so this is kind of like a microcosm. It's a perfect example of why everyone who knows boxing well has been kind of like, Anthony Joshua getting gassed up like this. I don't know. Because, like News said, he doesn't move his head. He pushes his punches. He's not really fast.
Right.
And when you catch him, he gets off balance real quick. Because if you look at the knockdowns that occurred outside of the first one, he got pushed into a situation of being off balance and then got hit in a position that you wouldn't, i.e. a little bit like outside the equilibrium area, because he was off balance, because he was kind of like, you know, swaying back and forth. So I think that Anthony Joshua, going forward, he's gonna need to make a big change.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I can't see, like even when we talk about, like you said, if he's gonna rebound or where he starts from. I mean, do we put him against a Kyle Naki? Does he really beat a big baby? Like, does he really beat a big baby with the amount of punches that Big Baby intended to throw on steroids? Would he have beat Big Baby? Yeah. I doubt it.
Same with Kyle Naki. Kyle Naki also has a high punch out foot for a heavyweight.
I doubt it. The skill of Andy Ruiz, would he have been able to deal with Usyk? I doubt it. Hell, I already thought Usyk would be able to beat him. But this furthers it because Andy Ruiz is pretty much about the same. I mean, of course, he's heavier. He's obviously heavier. But they're about the same size as far as height.
Yep, around Reek, 6 feet, so right.
I can see Usyk giving Anthony Joshua that work. So, if anything, Anthony Joshua's going to have to fight Dillian Whyte again.
Oh, God.
Like, that's all I can see them doing. I can't see him doing anything else.
Dillian Whyte, now he knows from watching this fight, all you have to do is stay inside of Anthony Joshua's punch.
Right.
That's it.
Because if he can't get the uppercut off, he's toast on the inside. He don't like body shots. We saw that.
Did you see the way that Ruiz was pretty much just doing a half step back every time that Joshua punched? Like, Ruiz was looking like he was doing like the Floyd front pivot back there.
Listen, Andrew Ruiz didn't think he would win, because going into the fight, I remember watching him against Joseph Parker, and while I felt that he was neck and neck with Parker, he kind of gassed in the championship rounds. I just thought that AJ, being the bigger puncher, would score a knockout, you know, midway through the fight, kind of around these rounds. But I definitely was not giving Ruiz a chance. Thought AJ was that much better, but you know, as the saying goes, man, that's how it is in boxing. That's why you just always got to tune in, man, support these cards, because you can miss shit like this.
Yo,
man.
The quote, our boy Pat Scorpio, who's a big Anthony Joshua fan, boxing is the theater of the unexpected.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because you never know what's gonna happen.
Shout out to Andy Ruiz. Shout out to Andy Ruiz for the performance. He said he was going to go to the Mexican White House if it is one. That was funny, but that's funny. But it's like, at the end of the day, man, that man is about to go to bed. The three-time heavyweight champion of the world, because that's what he is. He has three belts. He's a three-time champion now.
And Joshua is a big loser tonight, but I think we all can agree Eddie Hearn is the bigger loser.
Definitely.
He is the bigger.
What about DAZN?
The bigger, because Canelo, they separate. They separate entities, basically. Golden Boy and Eddie Hearn, you know what I'm saying? I don't look at them together. So yeah,
Matchroom took a huge L.
Yes. Matchroom and DAZN. Yeah, news. I agree. DAZN, how can you sell it now? AJ was the reason why you was pushing this.
Yo, that what's it called? That $20 a month, that shit got chopped back down real quick.
You thought you was going to have Canelo and Joshua to build up one of the justifying paying $20 a month if you didn't pay for the $100. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Yo, Eddie Hearn brought up the tuxedo and all that stuff. Like, his number one homie was getting married. It turned out that his boy got concussed.
That is crazy,
because that's their whole thing about. That's their whole, everything they've been building in the UK has been based around Anthony Joshua. At least Eddie Hearn.
Eddie Hearn.
They haven't shown any other fighter the same type of promotional level over in the United States as they've been pushing Anthony Joshua. The way they talked about Anthony Joshua and the arrogance that Eddie Hearn had in being so dismissive of Deontay Wilder for so long, only for it all to blow up and burn up in your face. With you coming to the United States for the first time and losing to an Andy Ruiz of all fighters.
In a knockout. By
knockout at that.
In the second
in Madison
round.
Square Garden.
No lucky punch even.
You just come over and just get your ass whooped in front of the entire United States of America, in front of a sold out Madison Square Garden in the Mecca of boxing.
By someone who's like 6 inches shorter than you.
Boy, if I was goddamn big baby mama, I'd make a Twitter account going at his neck, talking all that cash shit.
Yo, so news, you kind of alluded to it before, but this makes you really wonder if Jarrell Miller, if he hadn't been popped with so many PEDs, could he have clustered Anthony Joshua and beat him?
Yeah.
In the way that he
yeah. Hell yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
He could take the punch.
So, yeah, Anthony Joshua, I'm sorry. Jarrell Miller does not stop punching. So, yeah. And if he was going to be extra we can't even say if he will be extra juiced up because we don't know how he was before. So if he was normally juiced,
yeah,
like must've been before, regardless, the dude throw a lot of punches for a heavyweight and he could take a punch. Anthony Joshua can't.
He can't take a punch. He don't like to be hit. He just don't react good to being hit, man. He don't. So, no, hell no. No, man.
I would just say this. The realest, like, Anthony Joshua, no disrespect, but, like, Idris Elba, you know, that's the realest cap in the UK. And that's strange for those of you who know.
Move over Broner getting beat up by Maidana. That shit is forever gone. Yeah. This shit replaces
We'll never need
that.
To mention that again.
Ever mention that again. No, that is done. No.
Oh man. A-B? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this is shades of Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson.
Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson, I know, right?
I mean, yo.
Anthony Joshua was a 25-1 favorite.
Yeah. You wasn't watching this fight if you were a casual boxer. Straight up. You wasn't, because of who the fuck is Andy Ruiz? You wouldn't watch it if he was a casual person. So, you wouldn't.
So just more than that, like on a deeper level, even if you were a big boxing head, like we all know someone that's part of the crew that is a huge Anthony Joshua fan who is gonna go to the fight if he had fought Jarrell Miller, but since fought Andy Ruiz, he didn't decide to go to it. Thankfully, he didn't because his boy lost. But it's crazy how that.
But thank, yeah. But shout out. Despite that, shout out to my boys, who actually go to fights. You know what I'm saying? Who actually go to fights? Who get to see this kind of shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all been in the house for big ass cards. So y'all know how the atmosphere and how the crowd get. What's y'all know how it is in New York right now? Cause y'all been in these fights, fights.
I'm thinking that we're gonna have to cut this fade hour short a little bit so we can leave some ammo for Monday.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
please do.
Yeah. So
we might go 2 hours.
Right. So, and we're gonna have to talk about this on Monday with Pat in the building.
Yeah,
he's not at the cookout.
God, somebody got thrown through the table. I thought y'all sound like y'all was having a damn hardcore match back there. Like, damn.
P, man. P always somewhere in New York. Yeah. It always sounds like New York in his background too, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you imagine New York, it sounds like New York in your background, P.
Yeah.
So that's why you know it's authentic.
But yeah, I'm with you on that. Saving some stuff for Monday.
Yeah, we gotta save something for Monday. P, we'll let you get the last word since you've been gone for a minute, and then we're gonna go ahead and sign out for the night to Monday.
I mean, listen, I only have one thing to say. If this is part of anything, it is that none of these guys are infallible. Nobody is guaranteed to win every fight. So this marinating shit has to be... Yep, this is another example of why marinating doesn't work. It was marinated for too long, and now it's... Now this big fight that everybody's been waiting for, now, who knows when it will happen, if at all. So, this is just a constant reminder. I guess the boxing gods have thrown it back into our face. So, it is what it is. But now everything's got to start from scratch, unfortunately.
Oh.
So, that's all I got to say about that. It is what it is.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Smoke. Shout out to all the people out there that were in continuous doubt of Anthony Joshua's skills and you know, his real ability as a boxer. We saw tonight that boxing is really the theater of the unexpected for the boy Pat. And yeah, that anything can happen, and especially in the heavyweight division. So the heavyweight division is cracked again. So let's hope they start fighting each other.
Yeah, I want to hear what you got to say, Lennox Lewis. I definitely want to hear what you got to say. Well, all these heavyweights. Oh man, I can't wait to have the make. As I'm, I ain't got nothing to say. I'm gonna wait the Monday.
Right. Well, this your boy News representing Ringside Rave. I'd like to thank P. He's representing, of course, Bodega Boxing. Smoke, representing, of course, Free Smoke Boxing. Maul, of course, representing Bruising Boxing. Yeah. Everybody's down with Ringside Rave. So, you know, we all a family, including you, the listener. I definitely thank y'all for tuning in, man. I didn't get to speak to the fellas about this, but while me and Miss News was in the car having a smoke session, I sat and I thought about it, and I'm thinking that Monday and Fridays, the fade hour would be good. And so we want to consistently do that every Monday, every Friday.
Yeah, so that's y'all need to start the week off, start the work week, end the work week.
Yep. Started and faded and ended faded.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I definitely want to do that. We do that consistently. We're going to do that for y'all. And make sure y'all hit us up on Twitter. You know, you can follow us on Twitter. Follow us. We're also on Spotify. You can find the Ringside Rave podcast. And make sure you subscribe and hit the notifications, definitely on YouTube, because that's how you'll be able to hear this podcast. This is the realest, the truest podcast out here. Man, we don't BS. We don't play no games. We talk the truth. Mm-hmm. And we get props when props are due. But we also talk, hey, if you look at it as hate, then you just can't relate, because it's the truth, man. We just speak the truth about it. And it's your boy News. Again, it's episode 56 of the Fade Hour. Andy Ruiz shocks the world. Anthony Joshua is stopped. It went down, and it's going down, and we out. We'll see y'all Monday.
One. Yep.